I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Today's episode is brought to you by Dillico. Are you looking for some cool, comfy pickleball gear and clothes for everyone? Dillico! Check out today's episode for a special promo code. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Don't Make Me Come Back There. We are a funny podcast about family. My name is Dustin Nickerson. I'm a stand-up comedian and the host of the aforementioned podcast. And alongside me, who I have not broke eye contact with since we started, is my lovely wife, co-host, CFO, emotional well, and overall great gal is Melissa Nickerson.
Hey there.
We are above Public Square Coffee in downtown La Mesa, California, in our state-of-the-art recording studio with producer Andy Lara. It's we're in it, everybody. Thanks for thanks for being here. If you're a Patreon, you know, enjoy the behind the scenes this week. We you will have some context for why we might be in various you know, emotional places. We, as we get to the end of, you know, it's a season. The May is a season of endings.
It is.
You know,
yep.
The end of seasons, the end of school years, you know, so there's a lot going on. But anyways, thanks for tuning in to our little podcast. They could hear. We have a new review I wanted to read too. You know, if you guys leave reviews on wherever you listen to us, Spotify, you can't leave reviews, but you can give the 5-star thing. But on Apple, we can do you can do ones like this right here. Oh, gosh, I should have had this queued up. Wait. Oh, this is great podcast content. Like this one right here. This is a 5-star from Dana Lynn 222. Never related more to a podcast about parenting than this one. Dustin Melissa, keep it real. And our blast to listen to. Former youth pastor's wife here, and I love all the jokes about that as well. This podcast gives I love Jesus but cuss a little vibes. Well, not on this podcast, we don't. And if we do, we edit it.
We bleep it. We should rename our podcast Keep It Real.
Keep It Real. I keep it real.
Keep it real.
Yeah, keeping it real with Dustin and Mel.
It's got to be like keeping it too with a apostrophe after the end.
Yeah.
With some like rad text from
yes,
the 90s.
Yes. Yeah, now we're talking.
Youth group
keeping
energy.
It real with Dustin and Mel.
There
we're,
it is.
We're talking about parenting, but we're keeping it real.
They keep it real.
They do. You keep it real.
Keep it too real.
I mean, that's the whole idea, right? Is that you know, you don't keep it fake, you don't keep plastic. You're you know, real. You keep it real emotional. Real, not a lot of faking. No, not a, a fake plastic tree. As long as we're doing 90s references here. Sorry, that's a Radiohead song. You got it.
Okay. I don't know what to say after that.
Anyways, everybody, we got lots to get to on today's episode. And, you know, mostly, and I promise, the one promise that we have to you is that we'll keep it real. This whole episode, it's going to be the first episode that we keep it real. We'll keep it 100 the whole time. So lots of stuff to get to here. We got a weekend recap. We're going to be talking a little bit. We didn't talk too much about our Mother's Day recap last time. You know, we're in the midst of May stuff. We got bingo dingos of a couple movies. We got a concert etiquette stuff. We got an email. We got things to get to. But first, if you haven't already joined our Facebook group, please do.
We almost have 400.
Ooh.
Yep, we're at like 397.
What are we going to do to celebrate?
I don't know.
Well,
give an idea. Well, I don't have any creativity left.
I think if we hit a 700, we do a 700 club live
club.
Broadcast.
Oh, there we go.
I was thinking we could mail a hat.
Yeah, the 400th member. I think we could do, maybe when we hit 500, we could do our first, we could do a live episode that broadcasts just on Facebook to that group. 500, we'll keep joining. Keep joining.
Okay.
Mel, anything?
No, I don't have anything. I'm thinking about the logistics of a Facebook Live.
It's very, well, you don't have to. Andy's the producer.
No edits.
No edits.
Yeah.
That's it.
How do you feel?
I'm trying to keep it real. I was trying to think about who would be available on a Tuesday morning to listen to it or watch it live.
That's a fair point.
And also who is on Facebook that much. But again, that's why I didn't say anything.
Yeah. You're in the weeds, Mel.
I am.
Get out of the weeds.
I can't.
So you live in the weeds. I get it. But if you didn't live in the weeds, our yard would be covered in weeds. Both our actual yard is covered in weeds, but that's okay. You knock
what
them down every
once in
a while.
What you said was, without me, the children would be hungry.
That's true. That's true. Yeah, what did I say? I had one like, would they, I don't remember what it was.
Well, because it was the business details and then the house details.
Right.
Like I do deal with a lot of the details.
100%.
So therefore, the kids would be hungry.
The weeds being the details. Yeah. But sometimes you gotta like, not every discussion is about the details.
I know. That's the hard part. But not every discussion is dreaming.
Right. Well, this is actually, we've been wanting to talk about this before. Like every relationship does have someone who's in the clouds and someone who's in the weeds.
Mm-hmm.
And you need both. But it can be
a lot of clashing.
It's a lot of clashing.
Yes.
Because I'm like, what are we going to do in 30 years? And you're like, we're 30 minutes late to something right now. Like, where would you like to go on vacation this summer? You're like, we are on the side of the highway because you forgot to fill up gas.
Yeah, there's like the immediate need and then like the fun future.
When I don't know that it, I do think that that's like a trope a little bit of where like there's the fun one and the not fun one. I don't think that exists too. But like in our scenario, like a clouds and a weeds, you do need both.
You do. If you have two in the clouds, that's bad.
If you have two in the clouds, you're about to get evicted.
And then if you have two in the weeds, you're just lame and boring. So it's ideal to have one of each.
Yes.
Ideally.
But it does. It's probably, I can only speak for the clouds, you know. But it's fun for the weeds person to come up to the clouds every once in a while.
Yes.
This is the clash. Because I'm like, just come up to the clouds. We're having a great time up here. Just come on up to the clouds. And it's awful to come down to the weeds. You're like, nah. Well, you have to. You have to come down to the weeds. You have to be in the weeds.
What? Sign the taxes?
Yes. Well,
you
got to
come down and do the signature?
I do more than that. Don't act like that. Don't play that game. That's a misrepresentation, and you know that. But the point is, you do have to come down and get in the nitty gritty. Like we were talking about that today, where you were like, we need to sit down with our son and look at his grades, his SATs, and college averages, and project like, how much debt do you want to bring on? How, where do you want to go? What are your actual goals? Like, do you want to run in college? If so, you need to reach these times. Do you want to, your SAT? We need to get in that. And I'm like, no, let's just choose what, which one has the best mascot. Ooh, if we went to Santa Barbara, then we could go to Santa Barbara every couple weekends. And you, that's what I'm saying. Like, it's fun up here in the clouds. And I'm, it's, but you're trying to bring me down to the weeds, and I know you have to go there, but it's more, it's easier to come up to the, it's more fun to come up to the clouds than when you're in the weeds. But, you know, the, you know, I also, you know, don't want to, foreclose on a home. So I know, I don't want to accidentally commit tax fraud or something along those lines. So,
yeah, that stuff's not funny there.
Yeah, I don't want to accidentally like forget to pay off a credit card or forget a waiver for your child's sport or whatever it may be. The weeds are important.
Or forget your medical insurance.
Yes. Yes.
Oh my gosh. So, yes, it's too much.
I would say that's a good chunk of our clashes, but in our most empathetic times of understanding each other, we don't turn that into a fight. We just realize that our minds are in different places, and that's okay, right?
Yeah, no, I think you just accept that there's strengths and weaknesses in both.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, I don't go to LA three nights in a week and like do really cool things if it's not for your brain and what you bring to the table.
Oh, for the clouds.
Yeah.
point clouds. But the credit card that got paid for on doesn't get paid off.
If I don't pay
if
it.
If you don't pay it, yeah. If you're not in the weeds.
Yeah.
And so, our children don't eat while we're gone.
All you gotta do to go to LA for one night is all the laundry and all the grocery shopping.
Yes, yes.
And prep the entire house and make sure the pets adequately cared for. Yes.
You know what? Mm-hmm. I'll tell you, a pet has a lot of nerve, like mouthing off in May.
Just like needing an immunization.
Oh.
Like asking for water.
Mm-hmm.
You know, In-N-Out privileges. It's too much.
Pets do not. Pets aren't not going to get a lot of care in May, and they need to know that.
I looked at our bunny yesterday because I will give the bunny like a piece of lettuce at night, and she knows it. She's like, "Hi, you're here. I sense your voice. You're going to give me a treat." And then this morning, I was like,
"Lamest treat ever, by the way."
I was carrot. Like, "Oh, I did not give the bunny a treat last night," and that's because
your head was in the clouds.
That was all the May tasks. So the pets are getting overlooked.
I wonder how many family pets die in the spring.
It's not because you don't care. It's just because you have so many more
them.
Responsibilities.
Yeah. Well, and a bunny's not going to advocate for itself.
No.
In a way a cat or
a
dog will.
Silent pet.
Yeah. We had a funny bunny story last week. So Gloria and I are out. So when we go out and we do a mix of bunny outside time. So the bunny lives in its hutch. And then if Claire is in the backyard or
Claire does it pretty much every day.
Yeah.
She
and then
takes
if
the bunny out.
And we usually play family volleyball every day. And we take the bunny and it gets in its like pen. It's larger area to roam. And also it's the complete opposite effect. I like to let the bunny just run around the yard too. And that is actually kind of calming to me. I like it. It's the opposite to you because you're like, there's a couple little places in the fence that maybe it could get through.
Yeah.
And then more annoyingly, it just goes under the bush every once in a while, and it's hard to get out from there.
Yeah, it stresses me out.
But it's you gotta let it run every once in a while.
Yeah, it just does circles in the fenced area.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you know the bunny gets its leg stretched. So. Anyway, so Gloria and I have it in the
fence,
the pen, and we're playing volleyball. And I just happen to like look up, and as I look up, I see a hawk just like just quietly land on a branch silently. Yeah. And it's just got eyes on that pen. And I've always said, I was like, this is what we're, this is why you stay close to the bunny and in the pen, near the pen, because this is like, that thing is just in the pen. It can't even run, it can't even hide. It's stuck. Now, can that hawk land in that and grab it? Maybe. I don't know. It's going to try, though. It's thinking, it's wondering that
it's
as
gonna
well.
It's going to have to, like, nosedive, but
it's gonna have to almost kind of helicopter land. I don't know if it can. I don't know if it's a, you know, because they kind of come in at an angle. I don't know. It doesn't, but it was a very funny moment because it's gonna try. And I look at Gloria, I'm like, Gloria, and then like we look and we're like, Angel, we went and grabbed it. That hawk was, because I knew, I've seen lots of hawks in our neighborhood, but I'd never seen one in our trees like that. And I was like, that thing is,
yeah, hungry,
hungry, hungry.
The other funny thing was your dad met the bunny last week.
My dad met the bunny.
And then he told us, oh, he was so funny. He was holding it and putting its ears up and
singing to it. He had a little trick.
He
had a little trick, like when you rub, like it's like if you rub like right above their, like a little eye thing, their ears go up and stuff. And I was like, oh.
We were like, when did you spend time with rabbits? Mm-hmm. Ends up.
And the story gets dark after that.
They had a whole slew of rabbits growing up.
Meat rabbit farm?
Yeah. Because they were poor. And you would
in
eat
rural,
in rural and poor, and they would eat rabbit. And you're like, wow, that really
they
took
had
a
lot
turn.
Of rabbits.
They had a lot of rabbits, which rabbits are good at producing. That's their whole thing.
So you calm them down before, the big end.
So
you know,
yeah,
it's
grown
a,
up with
it's
rabbits.
A way to go out.
The
take me out the same way.
Just a little eyebrow rub.
One last ride. He told us that, and we're like, oh man, this really was like kind of like a sweet. Your grandparents will tell you terrible animal stories every once in a while, and he's told me a couple. Mm-hmm. Not that he did, but that his dad would do. So, anyways, he told us that, and then he's holding. He's holding the bunny, and he says to Claire, our 10-year-old, who loves this bunny, he starts to be like, hey, yeah, and, you know, they're actually a lot easier to skin than you would imagine. And she's like a 10-year-old little sweetheart girl. She's like, what does that even mean? And he's like, no, like the, when you, and I'm like, she's not, they don't, we don't eat bunny, Dad. Nobody eats rabbit anymore. We're not Smeagol. We're not like... What are you talking about? We're not. Why are you putting this in her head? As far as our 10-year-old girl knows, no one has ever eaten bunny ever. This isn't the Oregon Trail.
We haven't taught her the food chain.
But human, as far as she knows,
this is a domestic.
Humans
rabbit.
Don't eat bunnies.
Yeah,
There's no restaurant. There's no bunny filet. There's no. That's just a pet. It's just a cute little thing that you would have. And he starts to describe. I was like, hey, Dad, man, you got to chill, bro. And he's like cuddling the bunny as he says it. It's incredible.
He was really good with them.
Really good with them. Really knows how to. Well, neither did the bunny. That was the point. Really could soothe them. Anyways, have you had a bunny go via bird?
Because
you live in like a canyon.
Chicken? Yeah. Chicken go via bird.
Yeah. Did you witness it?
No, came home to it. But I did actually rescue one of our chickens from a hawk. Like, the hawk had it pinned down, and I ran outside and threw a giant piece of wood at it.
Yeah.
And then it picked up the chicken and flew it to our wall, and then I threw the wood again, and then it finally dropped it and ran away. And then that chicken ran up to my legs and hid behind me.
Aww.
It was a real, endearing, protector kind of moment. And
you're just throwing wood in your yard.
Throwing wood in my pajamas at a hawk.
Yes. And then you ate the chicken.
Yep. So I said, come here.
Come here.
Rubbed this is... its eyebrows.
Yeah. it was a lot.
You got a lot of prey in your yard.
I do.
You have a
lot of prey.
Yeah.
I do. I just like the drama. Circle of life.
Yeah, I mean, you're dealing with it constantly back there.
Yeah.
By the time the grandma passed, your kids are like, we're very familiar with the concept of losing a loved
one.
That's
right. Now they're passing chickens over a coffin.
Yeah, we haven't had an animal go yet, but we got one that's close. We got a cat that we're like, how much longer?
Yeah. There with the dog, actually, too. So
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Whew.
That's right. You are.
Such is life.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Feels like it's right around the corner.
Yeah. It's a heavy episode.
Yes, yeah. It is.
Your thoughts, Mel?
I was trying to think of something lighthearted that we could just jump to.
Guys, I got a lot of upcoming shows. If you want to come see me on tour, not talk about the death of family and pets. 2 weekends from now, not this weekend, but the following one, I'm going to be in Des Moines, Iowa, May 31st and June 1st for 3 shows at the Funny Bone. So check that out. I think that's 3 shows. Yeah, 3 shows. Then after that, we're going to Naples, Florida, Tampa, Florida, Dania Beach, Florida. Then we got the Father's Day shows, June 16th through 14th through 16th here in San Diego.
Woo.
July, Rosemont, Chicago, Huntsville, Alabama, Nashville, Tennessee, Fort Wayne, Indiana. Then we're into August, Louisville, Atlanta, Charleston, Asheville, Charlotte, Omaha, San Antonio. August is busy.
So busy.
Houston, Addison. Then we're into September. We've got Tacoma, Milwaukee. The rest of the fall dates, we've got Boston, Appleton, Austin, Salt Lake City, Raleigh, North Carolina, Oklahoma City, Tulsa, Spokane. Also on sale soon are San Francisco and Sacramento. The new date on there was Boston, by the way. That's Friday, September 27th at the Crystal Ballroom. I think it's technically in Somerville, but Boston is, or Summerlin, I don't know. Boston is where I'm going. I will be flying into the city of Boston. And there was one more. Isn't there? Oh, Phoenix is going to go on sale in the, I think we might be doing a little Christmas Phoenix. Something like that. We'll see.
I think that's going on sale.
I think that's gonna go. Who knows when these things, guys? I'm very busy and I'm working very hard. And I took a lot of May off, which means I'm taking very little of June off. We gotta get to work out there. We gotta get to work. I think we're gonna add an Oxnard soon.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That'll be nice for Bonnie.
Yeah.
Bonnie's our Santa Barbara people. Might go scout UCSB.
For you.
Sorry, I'm coming back to the earlier college conversations. But anyways, check it out. Speaking of dates, so this last weekend, I made my I went to 2 new places, which does not happen very often.
Yeah.
First, I flew into Hell, aka the Denver Airport, it was everything that it has been, and then we drove out to Cheyenne, Wyoming. Cheyenne, I'd never been. I'd driven through Wyoming. Wyoming is deceptively large. And I'd driven through Wyoming when we got our minivan on the way back from Chicago. Drove from Chicago to Seattle with my buddy Chris Holt. And we got some Wyoming time just on the drive.
Mm-hmm.
And I was in Cheyenne and I was like, oh, Cheyenne, I wonder how far we are from Yellowstone. Like, is that far? It's 7 hours. It's so far. It's
wow.
A huge state. Gigantic. Wow. And Cheyenne is just on the other side of the border in Colorado, from Colorado. And it's like 45 minutes from Fort Collins. It's like 60 years in the past. It's crazy. It's crazy. And they don't mind it. They love it like that. It's a small town. I was joking. I was like, I wanted to walk around like your downtown to get my steps in. But like, I'd have to circle it 200 times. I would have to. The walls would fall down. It'd be like Jericho. I can't. And it doesn't even, like, I joked with them. I was like, it doesn't even look like a real city. It looks like a Hollywood set of an old city, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, it felt like it was going through Universal Studios.
Mm-hmm.
But it was great, and we did the Lincoln there. It was a really cool venue. And, you know, these old venues, they love to tell you how haunted they are. They love, like, and this one specifically at the Cheyenne, they were like, I think it was one of those things, like the Neptune in Seattle, that was an old movie theater, and they're like, we're going to renovate this into a venue. And so they renovate it, and they have this cool...
Movie theaters used to be, like, theaters.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. That's exactly right. And
now they're just boxes.
Yeah. Better seats now, though, in movie theaters.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, but anyways, I get in, and they're like... I was like, oh, you guys have really cool logos and stuff. They have like the kind of like classic like old cowgirl type logos. You saw the one shirt that I got.
Like a Vegas
and they're like,
type.
They're like, you want to hear about that redhead? And I was like, what? And they're like, yeah, she died here. And I was like, oh, gosh, come on. And they're like, and then they tell us this like, I hate ghost stories. I don't like anything about this. I don't want it to be real. I spend way too much time by myself in creepy places,
yes,
in hotel rooms and venues. I don't want any of this to be real. And they're like, yeah, we did like the paranormal thing where we bring in the people. We didn't really find anything except this one picture. And like, do you want to see it? I'm like, I don't want to see it, man. And Steve's like, I want to see it. Steve Rogers is out with me. And then they're like showing it. And I look. And sure enough, it's like a girl ghost looking in the mirror in this thing. And you're like, was it real? Was it doctored? I don't know.
So they took a picture of a ghost girl in a mirror.
So what happened was the paranormal people, I might be butchering the story, they come in and they do their little wands, yeah, or whatever, mm-hmm, their Ghostbuster stuff, and they, mm-hmm, do their little recordings, and nothing really came up as far as the seismic readings of whatever. I don't care.
Yeah.
But later they came back and they're like, well, we did take some pictures, and mm-hmm, in one of them there was like a full-on redhead ghost in the picture. Now, the skeptic in me is like,
there's Photoshop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is so easy to produce.
You gotta get your bang for your buck.
Yeah, exactly. That's you have to keep your business intact.
Yeah.
Right? You have to. But when they're like, just stay out of that dressing room, you know, if you don't want to have an encounter, like the one you put us up in. So rationally, you go, this is all crap. This is stupid. But when you're in that room by yourself, you're like, this is probably real. Yeah. And you're like looking. There was like a painting of her. Her stuff's everywhere. She's like the logo.
So they really ran with it.
Yeah. So I was just like, the girl's like eyes were closed in the painting. I was like, well, she'll just open her eyes soon. I'm just like staring and like listening on the stage. You're just down here by yourself. And it was like when Steve and I were down there, it was like fine and no big deal. They had a jukebox in the green room, which was like fun, and we were putting on music. It was a good time. And Steve's like, I'm gonna go do my set, and I was like, don't, just stay here. I'm gonna go up with you. Don't go by yourself, you know. And then Steve
then you get trapped in the elevator.
Yeah,
so yeah,
right,
know.
Right. And then Steve told me while I was on stage, he was down there, and the jukebox turned itself on. And it played a song, and he went dashing out of the room. And then he brought it up later to them, and they're like, oh, yeah, it has a setting. Every 20 minutes, it plays a song. And then he's like, you have to tell us that. You cannot tell us this place is haunted and then not tell us the old jukebox, which is already kind of creepy, like, will turn itself on. It's insane.
The lights start flickering.
Yeah, it's crazy.
They're like, oh, we just kind of do that.
Yeah. And then, you know, and then suddenly I'm going and staying in the Red Lion in Cheyenne, which is not less creepy. So anyways, the gig was fantastic, and I really had a great time there. It was technically, it was the first first time I ever headlined a theater, which was cool.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd never been to Cheyenne, and I had a great time. But then you drive kind of back towards Fort Collins, and Fort Collins is where Colorado State is. It's very cute. It's a great little road city. It's got lots of good little coffee shops, or at least a couple good little coffee shops. It's got, you know, a place. The club was fantastic. I got some ramen. You know me, I'm in a ramen era.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I don't know why, but gosh, that
it's like chicken noodle soup, but
with
Japanese,
like with pork. I don't even know pork.
Tonkatsu.
Yes. Oh, what's it? Tonkatsu.
Yeah.
So good.
So good.
And I feel bad asking for it. You know, you can add an egg, I want three eggs. The egg's my favorite part. I eat half of the egg right away, and then I save it for my last bite, and I just little marinate in the broth. Ugh, the last bite, the hard-boiled egg and mm-hmm. Tonkatsu.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. And I discovered it. I started eating it. I'd had ramen once or twice, but
Ironically
in Europe, because Wagamama. Wagamama is like a big chain over there.
You just gotta, eat some soup when you're overseas.
When you're traveling, you gotta.
Yeah.
And if you can get something consistent,
mm-hmm.
overseas, traveling in general.
Non-dairy.
And and ramen's very mm-hmm. consistent. It's very consistent. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think you know it's going to be cooked well, because even if it wasn't cooked well, it's been sitting in that broth. It's going to cook a little more.
You were in London, which is like...
I got it for the first time when we were in Brussels, and the tour manager suggested that, and I was like, I'm just gonna get this every night, everywhere. Yeah. And I ate so much ramen, and then I've stayed consistently on it. Big ramen guy. Anyway, so I get some ramen there. Fort Collins is great. So they have a club there called the Comedy Fort, which I'd never been to. It's 120 seater. You guys sold out 4 shows. It's fantastic. It's great. A lot of people, you know, the Dry Bar selling some tickets, which is nice because that's at almost a million views. I think by the end of this week, so Runs in the Family just tipped over 500,000. Okay. And I think that
Dry Bar
Almost Old is at almost a million. So that's nice. And you're like, oh, this is... People nice. Coming out to see me. That's nice.
Well, and then TikTok, too.
TikTok has been very consistent and good lately.
People say, I saw you on TikTok.
Yes. Yeah, because Fort Collins, like, I have toured Colorado a lot, but I haven't toured Fort Collins specifically. I've done Denver a lot with everybody. I was there with Chris years ago. I've been there with Hawkins and then Taylor a bunch. Taylor and I told you I sent a picture of Taylor for the Timberline Cafe or whatever restaurant in the Denver airport. I was like, I've eaten at this restaurant in the airport with Taylor 3 times. That's my road dog, you know. Her and I are just like, I was like, yeah, no, there's a, I told Steve, I was like, we got to the Denver airport. And I was like, well, where terminal? He's like, I'm an A. I was like, okay, well, there's a breakfast restaurant in C, and then there's a Chick-fil-A in B. What do you want? But we were up early and you got Chick-fil-A breakfast. I actually, overall, I find Chick-fil-A to be not worth the bang for the buck. I'm not a big Chick-fil-A guy. I think it's good. I don't think it's amazing.
It's not that expensive if you're buying it for one.
Yes.
It's different when you're buying it for
$70
five.
To feed for your family. Yeah. If you live in California, your options are, you're like, do you want to do Chick-fil-A or In-N-Out? Like, you're thinking about that a lot. In-N-Out is... It's not an exaggeration, $30.
Yeah, $45 to feed my family of 6.
It's incredible.
Consistently.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's
what the high
price drinks.
Is. That's what the high, like we're on the high side in San Diego where a number one's like $10.45.
Yeah.
And other places, it's still like 8 something.
Yeah.
Like in other places in California.
That's with beverages, $45.
Yes.
We don't get bevs. It's $30. Yeah. In and out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Bam. I love it. So it's so much more affordable. Yeah. Like, but... That being said, it doesn't happen very often, but when I can get a Chick-fil-A breakfast, their breakfast biscuit is unbelievable. It's very, very good. And it's way cheaper. And then like a psychopath. I'd already had a really good cup of coffee because we got up early to get coffee on the drive because it's like an hour drive. Yeah. So I got I drank a Coke in the morning.
People do that.
I was in line with Steve, and I go, some people get up in the morning and they have a Coke Zero for breakfast, and I like to call those people psychos. And I was like, I just did a Jim Gaffigan joke.
Yeah.
Then that sounds so much. And those people are called weirdos.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, I like Coke Zero.
What's wrong with the Coke Zero?
What's wrong with I like Coke Zero.
He went too far
with that last one. I like NASCAR. Every once in a while, a sponsor comes along that genuinely improves your life.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what Dilly Co. has been for us. Dilly Co. has gotten us back into pickleball. And by that, I mean me into pickleball. And me back into it and Mel into it for the first time.
I'm a beginner.
Oh, but you're good.
It's so fun.
It's very fun, and it's nice to go out with little paddles and shirts and gear that you like and you feel good in.
We've done some doubles with
all
sorts of different people in our community.
Play some public square people. It's great.
We're having a blast.
It's so much fun, and we're thankful to Dilly Co. for sending us the gear. I really like the paddles. I've been using pickleball paddles my whole life, and they're very high quality, but they're not too much. It's very accessible. The clothes are good for everybody. They got
super
some good tees. It's got the athletic kind of look and feel to it.
Mm-hmm.
The hoodie I wear a lot. It's very comfy. I get a lot of compliments on it. A lot of people are like, you play pickleball? But not in that guy plays pickleball type way. It's a very delicate art that they do there.
And they have some really fun expressions on the back that are geared for pickleball. And so if you know the sport, you're going to get it and you're going
to
like it.
And if you go to Dilly Co., you go to their website, links right here in the show notes, and you use code, promo code Backseater. That's all one word, Backseater. You're going to get, we've upped the discount. 20% off.
Woo!
20% off. Use code Backseater. Go get yourself a little paddle, a little shirt.
Sweatshirt.
A little sweatshirt. Whatever you need, Dillico is there for you. So, we'll see you on the courts. We're in Dillico.
Dillico.
Dillico. Dillico. Dillico. Dillico. But anyways, it was great. And so Cheyenne, it was great. Fort Collins was great. What we did before that was a choir concert. What I appreciate about the May activities that we've had to do, we've done a track banquet, which we're not going to talk a lot about because it was too much. And we've had, you have a potluck coming up. We've got play. What I appreciate about the choir concert is its brevity.
Mm-hmm.
In
it's
and
an,
out.
It's an hour.
It's an hour.
Now, did I wait in line for 40 minutes?
Yes.
Yes.
But that's because you're a good parent who's in the weeds.
I like to go to both concerts. If they have two concerts, two nights, I like to see both. I want to see the different solos.
Yeah.
There's always just a couple different blenders. It's very
nice.
I enjoy it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you? So,
I even went to the second night by myself.
Yeah.
Yeah. I bought too many tickets. It all worked out.
Do you think because you forgot. Oh, yeah, that was because we have two kids in the choir now.
I bought four when there was three of us. Two were on stage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, wait a minute.
I was like, why did I do that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're in too many weeds, Mel.
Too
many weeds.
So the day that you left for Cheyenne on Thursday morning. And then your parents left Wednesday afternoon.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah. So that was another thing, was just family and this and that. But the choir concerts were last week. What else was last week?
Well, choir concerts. I mean, also.
They performed at the Padres
game
on Monday.
We went to a Padres game to perform. Also.
The girls performed. It was Jill's 17th birthday.
Yeah. Well, and at the choir concert, Gloria got emotional because she was like, this is the end of my time at this school. I've done like 14 concerts here.
Last one.
So it's, you know, there's really something to this season kind of coming to an end.
Yeah.
And it's all just hitting you, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then, yeah.
So we have an eighth grade grad and then we have a soon to be senior.
Mm-hmm.
So, the senior stuff hits a little sooner.
Yeah.
You know, you're not like at the end of seventh grade, like, oh no, they're going to be eighth graders. But you are. We're like, oh no, they're going to be seniors.
Yeah.
Like that. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, like there was last night, like a kid got an award for like, you know, female MVP or whatever. And then like, she's also prom queen. And then they're also like, this kid's gotten, you know, the Gates scholarship and da da da. And they're all going to these colleges. You're like, these are adults, man. Like their childhood is over. And now
they were like weeping on stage.
Yeah.
That was really sweet because the coaches.
I don't think Joel's going to. I think
it's
not the vibes for Joel.
No, it was just. Is too much.
Yeah.
It was emotionally too much.
Yeah. And I didn't know that till we sat down to talk about this podcast this morning. And I was like, I brought up something. And I was like, so we'll talk about the track banquet. And then I'm like, you're not being very collaborative right now.
Well, the other thing that happened last week was we were at this Padres game. And anyways, our van mirror fell out.
Yes.
And it shattered.
It was like feeling a little loose.
Yeah.
And then like an idiot, I was like, can I get this in? And then it was just like, it just fell out. And I was like, keep driving.
So we have three drivers and two vehicles. And now we have one vehicle.
Yeah. Now we had rented a car for my family.
Yes.
And we're like, extend the rental.
And then I'm talking with this car dealership. We need a new mirror. And then she's quoting me and she's like, it'll be here in a week. And I'm like, that is a really long time.
Yeah. It's like the animals earlier. You're like, car, you have a lot of nerve acting up right now.
Cannot do this to me.
Not now. Not now. Something stupid like that too. You're like, this is a mirror.
I wonder how many cars die in May.
Yeah.
Yes. It's too much. So now we've got this rental and the mirror still hasn't shown up.
Yeah.
So
ironically, a Ford Escape. Then Melissa's like, I would love to just live out this car's destiny.
It's not living up to its potential.
Be what it needs to be. Take me away.
That was actually at the very end of the track banquet. one of the coaches got on the mic and they're like, if you have a Honda, it was hit in the parking lot. And we're all stacking chairs and grabbing the decor.
Yeah, looking for the pictures of your kids. You know, there's people weeping. And you're like,
yeah, and they're like, yeah, go in the parking lot. Make sure your car didn't get hit.
Yeah.
Like, oh, no.
Well, it was our car that got hit, but
it was not.
It was not. No, no, no. I think that this is such a strong argument for not being involved in your children's lives.
You're just like, what's happening? I don't even know.
I don't.
Who cares?
What? Huh? Anyways.
We're just like too invested.
There was a very funny TikTok stitch going around of this woman who was like, you know, one of the things about being raised by a narcissistic parent is like you just look back in your childhood and they just had to be involved in everything. Like it couldn't be your thing. Like all your stuff they were at and it had to be about them and da da da. And people responding like, yeah, that's just good parenting. They're like, you sounded like you had rides everywhere. It sounds like your parents showed up to all your things. Sounded like you're really involved. Like, I don't think this is the... Now, can parents manipulate that stuff? Of course. Yeah. But this one might be a little... some crocodile
tears.
That's
a bit of a reach. Bit of a reach. Yeah. No, the hardest thing is, like, there's this verbiage where you're not supposed to say, we got into Stanford. Like, your child got into Stanford.
Yeah, right.
Or, like, we're going to
who's
state,
saying we got the
state playoffs?
Yeah.
It's just, it's semantics.
Yeah.
So, like, that's kind of, I think, what they're getting at.
It's kind of like how when, like, we have an achievement in, like, my career and you're like, we did it. I'm like, I did it. You know.
Vicarious
Sky
success.
Sky weeds.
Wow. See?
And that's why we're going to talk about codependency.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Yeah. I'm kidding. Anyway, I got nothing.
Couple independent women right here, me and you. Oh, the women. And what? Hmm? It's been a different kind of episode.
It has. Yes, it has.
I will tell you that, you know what? You know, one, like life raft that gets thrown to you in May is state testing. Because there's no homework during state testing. And that is nice.
That is because the only privilege.
Yeah.
I guess it's late April, early May. No math sheets are coming home in fourth grade. And that is the saving grace.
I will tell if there's some... Yeah. Parent right mm-hmm. now who's on the fence about getting involved in their child's life, I won't try and talk you into it because it is a lot, man. Because I'm like, I have homework now. Because I'm involved in my child's life, I have homework. I understand negligent parents. I get it. You're like, dude, I've said that to my kids before. I'm like, I graduated already. Right. I finished fourth grade math. Yeah. Why am I doing this mm-hmm. again? And I can't. We got into fractions. I'm out. See ya. Bye bye. I'll be up here in the clouds. Mel's like, how do you do this again? And then you're teaching it.
Equivalent fractions.
Yeah. The good thing about when a kid is struggling with math and you go to help them, they're never resistant. That's one of the nice things about helping your child who's struggling in math is they're always like, help me.
They do always project it on you.
They never meet.
Because you're the only one there. You're the punching bag.
They never. They're always humble. They're always grateful. They meet you with just
no resistance.
A spirit of thankfulness that you would sit down and then help them with the thing that they're struggling with. And that's what's nice about helping your kid. They never cry. There's never tears. There's never yelling. There's never yelling when you help your kid with
calm,
math homework.
Cool, collected.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because they know that you're on their side. They know that. They know that you are there to help. And so, therefore, they meet you with such a spirit.
I think I saw a stat about, like, how much math kids, students are still, like, at a deficit from COVID.
Oh, yeah. We watched that on a TikTok yesterday.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's like...
It's a third.
It's sad.
They've only made up a third of the math that they lost, according to this one stat, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
And which is great, though, honestly, because, you know, you only really need about a third of what you gained in school anyways, math-wise, unless for certain jobs. I mean, considering the math that you learn versus what you need.
No, I think...
Listen, I'm not good at math. I don't know if a third's good or bad. I don't...
that was right there.
I was riffing that joke with you. My kids are fractions. My kid's bad at math. Or my kid's bad at fractions. He got 3/10, 3 out of 10, and he doesn't know if it was good or bad. You know. So, anyways, yeah. I stumbled all over that joke. I am good at words, though. I don't know. We got other things to get to, but
I don't think we mentioned Patreon, so let's do that because
up top we told them they get the bonus. They get the bonus feels.
That is true. I was just gonna throw out the Zoom.
Patreon, yeah, Zoom was a good time.
We had a Zoom on Sunday. It was great.
Someone told me that on the Zoom, someone told me recently that vet school is like $500,000. And
that came up on the Zoom.
Yeah, and that explains to me why vets are so pushy. That makes sense of why they're trying to keep your 34-year-old cat alive. Because they have debt they have to pay off. And I was like, I don't know. It seems like the cat had a good run.
It's a business.
It can't run good anymore. It can't meow. It just, like, that's its, yeah, I think the cat wants to die. I think the cat's like, why are you keeping me alive? I don't want this anymore. And the vet's like, dude, I got bills to pay. I took on more than I should have.
It's too big of an office.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The vet is like going down to your, is the vet showing up at your house and trying to plunge your toilet to try and get that fish you flushed. Bring it back to life. I can save it. Putting it in the pet cemetery because it got too... Anyways.
I, with our old cat, sometimes I'll look at him and I'm like, are you in pain?
Yeah.
You know, because like, how would I know? And that's the kind of stuff that happens with an old animal.
Yeah.
You're like, are you still enjoying this?
Yeah.
Pat on my... on my shoulder.
But they say, yeah, they say with cats though, right? I mean, the cat tends to wander off when it's time,
well,
right?
Okay, so our old cat has been going in the bathtub a lot, and he just sits in the bathtub. His little ears, you know, are like right here. You can just see ears, and outside the tub, and and I just go, because when I had a cat that got sick as a child, that cat retreated to the bathtub. So in my head, I'm like, oh no, he's going in the bathtub. That means he's gonna pass. But that cat had leukemia, so
this cat better not die in spring. I can't. It's too much. We're all so emotionally delicate right now. We're just a house of cards, of emotional cards waiting to collapse. The fritter went.
Yeah.
Anyways.
I'm already tearing up. So
you guys, we got a review on the Planet of the Apes.
Our next,
speaking of animals that die.
I know.
Our next Patreon Zoom will be June 9th.
Yeah.
Yep. 2:30. All right.
2:30 Pacific Standard Time, because I'm going to be in Naples. No, I'm going to be in Florida. Naples, Florida, or Dania.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter.
All right.
Well, I want to do a little bit of a recap of our family time together. So my family was here for a week. My mom and my dad came down. It was good.
It was your dad's birthday. It was Mother's Day.
Birthday. It was a lot. We had a lot of thoughts that came from this. One, if you're wondering why chain restaurants are so popular, one of the main reasons is to accommodate generations at a time.
Three generations.
Because in order to make grandpa and grandbaby happy, you do kind of need a claim jumpers.
You do, because it's a group of seven.
Mm-hmm. It's a big group.
That's hard to accommodate.
So you need a big table, and that's not available at like the hipster foodie place. They're not looking for groups of seven. They want to shove you in a corner of two.
Yeah, they have like 15 chairs.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So then we need ample parking.
We need handicap parking.
Yes, accessible parking. Mm-hmm. Then we need quick wait.
It has to be easy to find.
We're not going to wait a long time.
Quick wait, easy to find. Ideally, you can make reservations. A non-reservation is not an option for grandpa. You show up, you get a table. There's no line. Like if we, you know, like you go by like the hipster brunch spot and you see a line, that's an option for grandpa and grandma.
Hours.
Yeah.
So we're not doing brunch. We are doing a chain in a mall parking lot.
Uh-huh.
We are going to sit down. One of the grandparents will get the salad bar.
Yes.
And mainly the food is fine, but we've got cake coming.
That's where the payoff is. The payoff is the
chocolate
dessert.
Cake or carrot cake or both.
Really, what chains
massive
are,
cake.
What chains are best at is what comes before and after the meal.
Yeah, the
appetizer,
brown bread kind of
a
situation.
Bread. The drinks are good enough. I mean, you're not going to
really
get a mixed drink, but you're going to have a good selection of beer and wine.
You are paying for the seats.
You're paying for
the
seats.
Yeah, the big old table. That's what you did not come for some fancy cutting edge entree.
No, you think grandpa and grandma want to go sit down at for ramen
and park in the city?
No.
Yeah.
No. Oh gosh, the city's not an option for them. They exist for that. And then the dessert at the end, because it really is something too, like, hey man, no matter what you thought of your meal, everybody got a meal they kind of liked.
Carbs and dessert.
But you got a dessert coming. You got a big old piece of carrot cake coming. Then everyone is going to like, because chains crush desserts. They're so good.
Mm-hmm.
They're way, I mean, a lot of like the cool foodie type restaurants, they don't even have one. Or they're like, we have this flan. You're like, what? we have a vegan flan option. And you're like, what the hell?
It's named after the chef's horse.
Yeah, exactly. Nobody wanted this. The meal was fantastic. The beverage, the cocktail was unbelievable. Very, very good. But at the end, like, so for dessert, we have a mint tea cupcake. What? Is there sugar in this? No. What the hell? What's wrong with you? Why? Who thinks they want this? Why are you going to ruin this great meal that I have? I'm going down to Jenny's ice cream.
So it was perfect. It was. Grandpa wanted clam jumper for his birthday.
Yes.
And he got it.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And Joel wanted sushi for his birthday, and the grandparents were fine with it.
Well, we made a huge mistake. Like the biggest mistake in the world. So Joel's birthday was Monday, and we were going to the Padres game for the girls to sing at. So we're like, let's do sushi on Sunday.
Yeah.
On Mother's Day. It is the worst decision in the world.
And we had a reservation, but you're just like, it's so busy. What are we doing? Just amateur hour here.
We went to like the place that had ample seating.
And parking-ish.
But that did not mean that, I mean, they're like, yeah, we have a seat for you, but we have like full capacity. You're going to wait hours to get your food. So
idiotic. We've done this before.
I don't know why we did this.
What do we do?
But we are trying to celebrate his birthday before his birthday because
we've made this mistake before too.
We did. We have
not to get all biblical,
legendary.
On you, but as a dog returns to its vomit,
we have a legendary.
So a fool returns to its folly.
That you cannot eat out on Mother's Day.
It's gonna take forever. It's not worth it.
Just like grill.
Well, we also
and
made
we
the
did grill.
Yeah,
we grilled Tuesday, but we should have grilled Sunday.
But we also made the mistake of doing two things. We tried to do a movie, and you just can't pull that off with a group that big.
A group of seven, you got your outliers,
yeah,
your weak links.
Yeah. Well, and this, you know, this may or may not be a popular take, but I'm going to go on it anyways. For the love of God, make movies shorter. Why is everything so long? Why are these movies so long? They don't have to be that long.
Yeah.
Why is everything over 2 hours? You know how good a movie used to have to be to go over 2 hours? Back in the day, you'd be like Lord
of
the Rings.
You had to be Titanic.
You had to be Titanic.
Yeah.
You had to be Lord of the Rings. That was it.
Yeah.
You had to be telling like an epic tale that would go on and on and on for. What are you talking about? Planet of the Apes does not need to be 2 hours and 20 minutes. It's too long.
You said
they don't
the
even
backstory.
The whole point is that they don't speak very well. They're monkeys who with a limited vocabulary, and then they launch the new one. It's not even, I don't even have attachment to the old characters in this one. I was like, I just And everything is so it is true. Movies have gotten longer. It's not just like I'm getting older.
Yeah.
And the movies are getting longer as I'm getting older. I'm like, I'm dying soon, man. I don't have this kind of time. It's a terrible combo. As I've gotten older, movies have gotten longer, and the beverages have gotten bigger. And the previews have gotten longer. Yeah. So by the time the title comes in, I have consumed 120 ounces of Cherry Coke. And I'm just like waiting for a point in the movie that seems boring or unimportant.
Yeah.
To go pee.
I know. I always go pee like when he kills his father.
Yes. Yes, 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 yeah. Yeah, you get back and you're like, so what did I miss? Oh, Kylo Ren killed Han Solo. In the middle of the movie. In the middle of the movie.
Maybe they just need an intermission.
They do need to go back to an intermission. And also, then after making me sit there for 2 hours and 20 minutes and then 30 to 40 minutes of preview, they have the audacity to maybe give me an after credit scene. Put it in the movie or don't put it in the movie. If it's important for me to see, show me. Show me up top. If not, put it in. Oh, is it going to be the end credits or like the middle of the end credits? Are there going to be both?
All three. Yeah.
If it's good enough to make it in the movie, just put it in the movie, man. I'm 39 years old. I only have so many movies left. I have to go pay for my parking. I have to check my phone. What's happened to my phone in the last 2 hours?
So is this your review of Planet of the Apes?
I loved the movie. Every great movie I have seen in the last 10 years could be 30 minutes shorter.
Yeah.
There is no long movie that I've ever been like, it did need to be that long, too.
Just trim it.
You know what they did? Just trim it. Just make a decision that it wasn't good enough and it doesn't have to be in here, man. Is anybody's favorite movie a 3-hour movie?
My mom loves Gone with the Wind.
Yeah, and now Planet of the Apes thinks it's Gone with the Wind? That's what I'm saying. Like a new movie will come out and they'll be like,
yeah. Do you think they just do the length like to be like, okay, this one's going to be really good?
I don't know why they do.
Kind of like a legendary, like we're going to be up there in the...
You understand that the movie industry is dying, right? Like, people are not going to movies anymore.
Because they can sit at their house and watch
And you're making the movie longer? This is audacious. And it's not like, I understand why they stretch out football games for ad revenue. There's no more extra ad revenue by this. It's not a streaming service where you're getting paid for it to be longer. Just respect me enough to cut out something that didn't need to be in the movie. No?
I'm just thinking that they think like, well, this is it. This is a cult classic. We can get away with it. I don't know.
Listen, every director and every actor thinks that they're making something amazing.
Special.
Something
different.
Special and in the moment. And in reality is you're like, dude, this is draft day. Nobody cares. Like, this is just another movie.
Yeah.
It's just another movie.
Yeah.
That I'm going to see here once, and maybe I'll watch again on a plane one time, maybe. And maybe I'll see for 14 minutes in a hotel. I'm like, oh, I remember this movie. And then you're like, you know, I'm going to watch Tommy Boy again.
Right. Yeah.
Please.
Well, you went with your mom and Joel.
Yeah.
And then I saw Fall Guy with your dad.
Yeah.
And the girls.
Mm-hmm.
So mainly I was just refilling the popcorn and sodas for them. But that was a fun movie.
Fall Guy was a fun movie.
It was fun. It was a good three-generational movie.
Yeah.
Because it's, you know, it's popcorn.
For the record, I loved it. I loved the movie. I just want everything to be a little bit shorter.
But the problem was our movie was shorter.
Yes.
And then we're sitting there, and then my daughters were like, Bath and Body Works.
Yeah.
And
Yeah.
Oh,
that's
no.
Fair.
We're at the mall.
Yeah.
On Mother's Day. Help.
It could just be an old man thing, too, where at about an hour 30, and I was like, my knee's starting to get pretty tight. You're like, you start walking around, slapping the knee. Oh, man, I get a little stretch in here. You know?
And we were all like, what was the last movie we saw?
Yeah.
I think it was FNAF, Five Nights at Freddy's.
Five Nights at Freddy's,
or
hour
like
and 43.
Aquaman.
Yeah.
Aquaman might have been in there.
You just remember parts of the other long movie. Oh,
yeah.
It's the same movie.
Yes. Anyway, but speaking of long, we're over time. Thanks, everybody.
All right, bye.
Hey, folks, we want to give a special shout-out to our As Essential As Oils patrons. Those are the top tier, baby.
Mm-hmm.
The best of the best, the $25 a month and up patrons. So thank you so much for supporting the podcast. We love you and appreciate you so much. First off, Avril Griffiths.
Adam Bush.
Allison Nelson.
Bonnie Galindo.
Brandon Schoenberger.
Carrie T.
Christopher Finland.
Code to Grow.
Courtney Eibling.
Damaris Diaz Stevens.
Daniel Owens.
Dave and Melissa Cox.
Dave Hoagland.
Dustin Daly.
Jason and Francis White.
Jessica Hanheran.
Joshua and Nikki Platt.
Jordan Cowan.
Juliana Smith.
Lori Amos.
Matt and Sam Slosdom.
Michelle Calson.
Nathan and Jennifer Merritt.
Nicole Carroz.
Rachel Wilson.
Robert and Nellie K. Penn.
Rachel Kennedy.
Steven Mina.
Tiffany Payne.
Thank you guys
so much for your support. Bye.
Bye.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.